para ver al que yo...
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
I want to welcome everybody that's joining us, and I want to talk a little bit about today about something that's I see happening out there a lot, and there are so many people out there being deceived by a Creator's truth and the truth of His Word, and deception is all over the place through bad teachings, through the enemy, through the spiritual realm. People are massively deceived. And it's getting worse and worse. And I want your eyes to be open. That every sense that our Creator created us with, whether it's our eyes, our ears, our nose, our mouth, the feeling of touch, every single sense He created with us will be connected to understanding His truth and His Word and the revelation that He gives us. And deception would no longer be even a consideration in the situations that so many people are in today. And that we would truly be guided by the Rahadah Kadesh and not the other spirits of this world that are leading people astray. And we could see it very clearly out there today. You know, and there are ways that we could help ourselves from not being deceived, for it says in the scriptures, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people destroyed for lack of knowledge. And in the Hebrew, that actually says, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge of me, meaning our wonderful Creator, because we all have this worldly knowledge. But we have to stick to Yahweh's truth, not man's truth. Meditating on the Word, as it says in Psalms 19:14, may these words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to your sight, Yahweh, my rock, my redeemer. That's what He is, and that's how we need to be. We look at David's words in Psalms 119, says, truly, Yahweh, I love your commands more than gold, even the finest. And then we look at Job saying, I esteem the words of your mouth more than my necessary food. King David again says in Psalms 119, I meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. Delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. And the scripture calls us day and night to be in His word, focusing on it, looking at it. In Joshua 1:8, it says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so you'll be careful to do anything that at all is written in it. For then you will make your ways prosperous and you will have good success. But the problem we have today and where we're suffering today is people aren't meditating on the words of our Creator, and people are completely deceived today. They're deceived on every level. They're deceived from other people, and then they're deceiving themselves because they don't stick to the Word. And it's created a tremendous issues. Our Creator wants us to be joyful in our walk, in our life. He says, do not be dismayed. Run to me. I am your shelter. He tells us all of these things. We've already discussed in previous teaching the difference between the darkness and the light. And we need to get out of the darkness. And that's where the lack of knowledge comes in. And we allow it ourselves to be deceived by the false teachers out there. Be careful, folks, because not everyone teaching the scripture, even in the name of Yah, is not teaching the truth of scripture. And we aren't discussing their motives right now, but we're discussing the enemy motive, and it's to keep you as far away from Yahweh as possible. And Romans 16:18 of Romans says, for such people do not serve a wonderful Messiah, Yahshua, but their own appetites. They deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting with smooth talk and flattering words. Be careful when you're near a megachurch. There's a reason why so many people are attracted to that message. Be careful with the feel-good half-gospel. We need to understand the reality of the truth. And if you're living and meditating on the word and living according to word, you should feel amazing. But if you're living against the commandments of our Creator, you shouldn't feel good at all, no matter how good that message is, or no matter what those people say. We need to watch out for false teachers so we don't lose that knowledge of our wonderful Creator to allow ourselves to be deceived. Hebrews 13:9 says, stop being carried away by all kinds of unusual teachings. For it is good that the heart be strengthened by grace, not by all these food laws that have never helped those who follow them. Was that doing away with the commandments? Absolutely not. Was that doing away with the Torah? Absolutely not. The point was, stop being carried away by the message of the Pharisees and the sages, discounting our wonderful Messiah and everything that he did for us and could do for us, and completely just looking at what they were doing. For there is no gospel without the wonderful Messiah, Yeshua. That's what the point is. That's what we have to remember. Ephesians 5 and 5 verse 6 says, don't let anyone deceive you with meaningless words. It's because the sins of these, like Yahweh's anger, comes to those who refuse to obey him. Obey him. The obedience of scripture, the importance upholding it to the highest degree, and understanding, believing, and trusting who Messiah is and what his role is and what he came to do here is the answer to this deception that's out there in this world today. It says in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3, don't let anyone deceive you about this in any way. The day cannot come unless revolt takes place first, and the man of sin, the man of destruction, is revealed. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived or carried away by false teachings. That's my message to you today. Colossians 2, verse 8 says, be careful that no one takes you captive through philosophy, an empty deceit based on human tradition, based on the elements, forces of the world, and not based in Yeshua. Remember, even though some of these people that are deceiving the church and the world and so on might not necessarily have an evil intent or evil motive, they just themselves are have a lack of knowledge. But many of them that know this truth are being used by the enemy to purposely deceive people. So be careful who you're listening to. Go to their congregation or their assembly. Look around and see the people there and the fruit of the people there. Look at them and see what they're doing and how they're doing it. And stop being deceived by words and stick to scripture, because scripture will reveal truth immediately. 2 Timothy 3:13-14 says, but evil people and imposters will go from bad to worse as they deceive others and are themselves deceived. But as for you, continue what you have learned and found to be true, because you know from whom you learned it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So many people come up to me today and they talk about, oh, this is the end times and we're in the last days and so on and all this stuff. Well, it says in Luke 21:8, be careful that you are not deceived, because many will come in my name and say, I am, and the time has come. Don't follow them. Don't follow them. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible. Even the elect, as says in Matthew 24, verse 24. Be careful with this. Look at who you choose to surround yourself with. Stop deceiving yourselves to thinking that your bad friends won't lead you astray, or your worldly friends and relationships won't destroy your relationship with a wonderful Creator. Stop thinking about good and bad according to human understanding. Stop thinking about good and bad according to scripture, what our scripture calls righteous and right. There's nothing good about the murdering of children. There's nothing good about lying and stealing and fornication and drunkenness and getting high and doing drugs. There's nothing good about cursing. There's nothing good about immodesty or any of these different things. Surround yourself with Yahweh's goodness, with his Torah, and that includes people that are upholding his Torah. It says in 1 Corinthians 15:33, do not be deceived. Underline, highlight that word. Bad company ruins good morals. We have to look around us and think about the people we surround ourselves with. Why do we like being around those people if they're not living according to Yahweh's ways? Is it the opportunity for us to witness to them? Or do we like the worldly, fleshly things that they're enjoying? Be careful and do not be deceived, is what the word says. So many people today are deceived by all their worthless idols they create in this world, and money and all the riches and everything else. So I pray today that everyone that's listening would be careful to understand this truth and trust the truth of Scripture. And if you really want to understand what true wealth is and richness is and everything, you understand it's knowing our Creator so well, clinging to his word so well, that the worldly influence will not touch us. Job 15:31 says, let him not deceive himself by trusting what is worthless, for he will give nothing in return. Deuteronomy 11:16 says, be careful or you will be enticed to turn away and worship other gods and bow down to them. We must not let that happen, and it's happening too much today. Matthew 13:22 says, the seed planted among the thorn bushes is another person who hears the word, but the worries of the life and the deceitful pleasures of the riches choke the word so that it can't produce anything. That's where many people are in this world today. Even though they hear it, they say they know it, but they're not living it. They're not living it because their fleshly desires far outweigh the desire to please a wonderful Creator and everything that he can give us that's great and good. We cannot let that happen. Where do you take your joy in? Do not be deceived. Job said in 23:10-12, but he knows where I am going, and when he tests me, I will come out as pure as gold. For I have stayed on Yahweh's paths. I have followed his ways and not turned aside. I have not departed from his commands, but have treasured his words more than my necessary food. That word necessary means everything, because without that word necessary, there's no significance to that scripture. But necessary means I need food to live. And Job saying his word is more important than my life. Getting in the word every day, reading it every day, understanding it, seeing it with your own eyes. When you read those words, it comes alive to you. So many people are motivated and enticed to look at YouTube and internet videos and television today, telling them a vision and all this stuff. The real vision and the programming you should put in your mind is when you read scripture. And it comes alive to you. Every single word comes alive to you. And it becomes part of you. We stop thinking for ourselves and stop defending ourselves, and we start defending the word. We must be truthful to ourselves and understand the weakness of our flesh and how weak we are and how we allow ourselves to be deceived by others. We must do better and go to the extreme for a wonderful Creator. Obadiah 1 verse 3 says, you have been deceived by your own pride because you live in a rock fortress and make your home high in the mountains. Who can ever reach us that way up here, you say? You ask boastfully. Because of the worldly things we have, we kind of rely less on Yahweh and his word. And we don't go to his word. We don't pray. And then the next thing you know is we're all on our own. And then the enemy has him right where he wants to have you, deceived, thinking you could do it on your own, thinking your man-made fortress and your house on the hill can protect you, thinking the walls around your house and your car can protect you, thinking about all these different things, thinking about your bank account can protect you. No, it's Yahweh that can protect us. Do not be deceived. As it says in the scriptures, Yahweh is not mocked, for whoever one sows, that's what he will also reap in Galatians 6:7. Do not be deceived was the warning that was given in the scriptures over and over and over again. 1 Corinthians 6:9 to 11 says, do you know that the unrighteous will not inherit Yahweh's kingdom? And then what it said clearly, do not be deceived. No sexually immoral people, idolaters, adulterers, anyone practicing homosexuality, no thieves, greedy people, drunkards, verbally abusive people, swindlers will inherit Yahweh's kingdom. We must come to understand Yahshua and everything he offers us that goes against everything this world compels us to do. You can't love the world and love him at the same time. If you think that you have a relationship with him, but you're doing that, you are deceived. You cannot love the world and love him at the same time. Scripture is clear of how he wants us to live. It's guided out for us in the foundation of all scripture, which is the Torah, the first five books of scripture. It tells us how to live, what to do, what not to do, and make our life according to that. It says sin is transgression of the law. Sin is living against the words of our Creator. And you got thousands and thousands of people going to a church every Sunday, thinking they're believing one thing, but completely ignoring the words of our Creator, saying that it no longer matters how we live our lives according to the scripture. For the law is done away with. It was nailed to the cross, so we no longer need to follow this law. For we all have salvation because we said a couple of words of accepting Yeshua. Stop being deceived. 1 John 1:8 says the person who practices sin belongs to the evil one. Because the devil has made sinning from the beginning. The reason that the Son of Yahweh was revealed was to destroy what the devil had been doing. Too many people are deceived today. And I try to talk to them. I try to tell them. I try to help them. They don't want to listen. They love their flesh. We must persevere over this. We must understand who the deceiver truly is. We must understand that it comes from the enemy. And we must not let him do this to us. 2 Corinthians 11:3 says, but I fear that somehow your pure and undivided devotion to Yeshua will be corrupted, just as Eve was deceived by the cunning ways of the serpent. In Genesis 3, verse 12 to 13, the man replied, it was the woman you gave me to give me the fruit, and I ate it. Then Yahweh asked the woman, what have you done? The serpent deceived me, she replied. That's why I ate it. How many of you are listening to the enemy today? When you allow certain things, you say, oh, just a little wine or a little alcohol won't get me drunk. Oh, just one cigarette is not bad for my health. Oh, marijuana is part of the scriptures. Oh, I can go along and do these things and hang out with these people. Oh, I can make my life like this and it doesn't matter. I no longer need to follow the law and be legalistic according to the scriptures. Who is the deceiver there? And this message sounds great until something you're doing that shouldn't be done is revealed. And then all of a sudden now you start defending the lie. And that is the problem. You can go and tell everyone all this righteous stuff. But when your evil is uncovered, your wickedness is uncovered, do you defend it or run from it? That's what we have to understand and get the truth. The enemy will tell us many truths to get a lie in there. And that's what's happening to people today. He wants us to be holy and pure in every area, not just some area of our life. Don't be deceived to think that your life is so perfect. Don't be deceived to think that the things you're doing it is fine because, hey, I'm not getting drunk, but I'm drinking wine. Pureness and holiness is say, stay away from the alcohol. Don't be deceived to think that I could do these drugs because the law says it's okay. Do not let your minds become mush and do not let your minds be deceived. It says in the scriptures and Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom, Proverbs 20, verse 1, wine is a malka, strong drink is a brawler, and whoever is intoxicated by it is not wise. The enemy comes to destroy us, and the way he does it is by deceiving us. He's not harming us physically, he's deceiving us mentally, and we're harming ourselves by allowing that to happen. We must change. We must not allow that. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 10 and 11 says, with every unrighteous deception among those who are perishing, they perish because they did not accept the love of the truth in order to be saved. For this reason, Yahweh sends them a strong delusion so that they will believe what is false. We can overcome that. We could reverse that. He created and gave the opportunity to reverse that. Titus 3 verses 3 and 6 says, at one time, we too were foolish, disobedient and deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hated one another. But when the kindness and the love of Yahweh, our Savior, appeared, he said, he saved us, not because of righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Ruach HaKodesh, whom he poured out on his generosity through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, our Savior. Hallelujah. So I'm here today to call you to be doers of the word and not hearers only, and deceiving yourself to think you're living a holy life, but living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator found in the scriptures. Ask yourself honestly, if you're driving right now and listening to this message, or if you're seeing it over the internet, when is the last time you picked up the scriptures and actually read them? Be honest with yourself. When's the last time you spent some time in the word? Do you do that just once a week when you're in church? Do you watch more TV and listen to more programs and watch more things on YouTube than you spend time in the scriptures? This is where we see the problem is, to deceive and to be led astray. We need to spend our time, quality time, in the word of our Creator. People can listen to secular songs, but they never open up the book of Psalms and read the songs of Scripture. People watch all the TV programming being programmed by Hollywood, but they never open up their scriptures. They might sit down and pray or listen to their scriptures for 10 minutes a day, but they'll watch TV for 10 hours a day. The deception is real and it's taking place and it's happening, and we must not let this happen. Isaiah 19:13 said, the officials of Zion have become fools. Of Zion have become fools. The leaders of Memphis are deceived. The cornerstones of her people have led Egypt astray. Yahweh has poured into them a spirit of dizziness. They make Egypt stagger in all she does, as a drunkard staggers around in his vomit. We need to understand the truth about deception and what Scripture talks and says about it. Deception and disobedience go hand in hand. You hear that? Deception and disobedience go hand in hand. If you really desire our Creator's mercy and grace, he desires us to keep our part of the covenant, that we would follow him. Unlike the church today, unlike many people today, we will not throw out his Torah, his commandments, his guidelines, instructions, or push them aside. We will embrace them. We will love them. And just like the scriptures call us to do, they will come part of us. We need to make that decision. We need to make that vow and keep it and follow it. Many people today say they are led by the Ruach HaKodesh. And I tell you this, the Holy Spirit will never, ever let us feel good about living in disobedience. And if it's not the Holy Spirit leading you, it's another spirit leading you. And there is the deception taking place. You need to know what the scriptures say of how we're to live our lives and then do it. And not make excuses why you don't have to or why you're not going to. No, do it. So I pray this message is reaching you and you're getting this, understanding this, and believing this, because this is Yahweh's word. And his time is now. And he doesn't want us to be deceived or to be led astray. And many people out there today are deceiving themselves and being led astray. But when our scriptures tell us to meditate on the scriptures to help us understand the precepts of a wonderful creator, to live by them, that's what we need to actually put into application and do. And how many of you are ready and willing to do that this day, meditating on his words? It says in Romans 11:33, the depth of your riches of the wisdom and knowledge of Yahweh. How unsearchable his judgments and untractable his ways. Psalms 119:97 says, oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all day. All the day. Day and night. Meditating on the word. Day and night. Speaking. Thinking. Eating. You know, when you have an athlete and he wants to become a professional athlete or go to the Olympics, he says, I need to eat, sleep, and do everything to that sport. Well, that's how we need to be towards Yahweh. I'm calling you, telling you, reminding you, go to the extreme for him, because he's went to the extreme for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I pray this is helping you today to come to understand this and know this and believe it. Because this is Yahweh's truth. Yahweh's truth. And I'm happy to give you this example today. So may our wonderful creator bless you, bless this day for you, and may you be in his word this day. They say the last thing you read before going to sleep and the first thing you look at when you get up in the morning is what you remember. So make it his holy word. Hallelujah, everybody. Have a blessed day, and Yahweh be with you. Shalom, shalom. Thank you for joining us, and I invite you to join us for our live fellowship every Friday night at 8 p.m. on our YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries, and also for live prayer every morning at 6 a.m., Torah Life Ministries on YouTube. You could also see us on our website at TorahLifeMinistries.org. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
All these years thought I could do it all, but there's a grace that wouldn't let me fall. I hear your voice, God. God, I hear your voice, all the things I know now, I wish I knew. I tried so hard, did all I could do. Now I hear your voice, God. God, I hear your voice. So I'm gonna lift my hands up high, and I won't, and I won't lose sight. The pride, I found your love.